Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I wish Louis Armstrong was still alive so that he could redo that song on a morning like this. I live in Kennebunk, Maine, and we have about 15 inches of the most beautiful, white, fluffy snow that you have ever seen. It's like a Courier and Ive picture outside. You don't want to go outside because it's blowing around like you cannot believe, and it is really, really coming down. Weather Channel is calling for snow until mid-afternoon, so who knows what the final totals will be. And I know north of Boston, we're really getting a good, good, clean, white, fluffy snow. South of Boston, they're getting some rain mixed in. But it's going to be a white Christmas this year. And Tom and I were talking before we went on the air, and we don't remember years where we've had this much snow for the Christmas holidays in a long, long time. But this is a day to stay in. Let the highway department do its job and open up the roads for those of you that are getting the snow. Stay safe. And do some shopping on the internet. Go to my website. We can ship. And we still are. A lot of wreaths going out again this week. Centerpieces and all kinds of things. So stay in, be safe, and let the highway department plow the streets. And then maybe late in the day you can get some shopping done. But for now, you know, maybe just lay in bed, relax, listen to the program, and we'll try and get you motivated for the holiday season. Or if you have any questions, give us a call, 855-660-4261. That's 855-660-4261. Now, things that you'll need to do. If you feed the birds, wait until the storm is over before you go out and clean up the areas where your bird feeders are. Yesterday I bought a big piece of suet so I can fill the two suet feeders. Bought another bag of bird food because they're going to be hungry. And one thing that I'd like to recommend, those of you that have a nice big Christmas tree right now, it's all decorated and lit up and it really looks beautiful. When you take it down, don't take it to the dump. Recycle it. And what I do, and I encourage all of you to do the same thing, is give you two ways. First way is if you live in an area and there's not any snow cover, or very little snow cover, take your tree, cut all the branches off of it, and then lay those branches from your Christmas tree around your rose bushes to give them some added protection. If you have some newly planted ground covers, especially ivy, and you live in the northern region, so if you live north of Boston and upper state New York into western Pennsylvania, where the winters are traditionally a little bit colder and snowier, take the boughs and lay them right on top of your ground cover. around your roses, around your hydrangea, just to protect them from the wind. And it really does a lot to help your plants. Now, if your plants are all mature, there's nothing new, then take that Christmas tree, and this is what I do, is about 10 feet from where my bird feeders are. In the late fall, I put a piece of 6-inch PVC plastic pipe. I take a post hole digger, I dig a hole about a foot deep, I have an 18-inch high piece of PVC pipe, I set it in a hole, firm it, and then I put a trash bag with some string over it so that it won't fill full of water and snow. And then after the holidays, I take my tree, stick it there, and it gives added protection for the birds. You get a storm like this, this is an ideal plant for the birds to get in there. The tree gets covered with snow, which gives them more shelter, and it works for everybody. And I'll keep it there until March, and when the snow is done, hopefully by March it'll be done, and then I'll take the tree and I'll cut it up and we'll chip some of it, and then some of it we'll just dispose of. When I lived south of Boston, lived near the seashore, a lot of the towns, and those of you listening that lived in a coastal town, call the town hall. When I lived in a little town called Scituate, Massachusetts, where there were places where what we would do is bring the Christmas trees, and they would lay them out in the dunes, and they'd put them tree to tree, just lay rows of them, and then during the winter, when you got a storm, instead of the sand just blowing off the beach, it would blow into the Christmas trees, it would catch it, and it would create a brand new set of dunes and hold the sand on the beach. If you have places where you're having erosion problems, lay your Christmas trees there. And it will catch the soil and falling debris and help to eliminate the possibility of major erosion problems. So recycle, reuse those wonderful Christmas trees, and the memories of the season will last for years and years to come. A way to preserve what we already have. In the meantime, if you need some help, you give us a call. Again, the phone number, 855-660-4261. I hope that you all got our new email newsletter. Now, if you don't get the email newsletter, go to the website and you can sign up for it. It's free. It will come to you every Wednesday, and every now and then we're going to send you some extra material depending on the season. So around holidays, Valentine's Day, we can do a special Valentine's Day newsletter to tell you a lot of the legends and folklore and how it got started, and Easter, and during busy times of the year, for you in the garden. We may even be able to do a couple of newsletters with information that will help you. But it's free. We'd love for you to sign up for it, and it's simple. Just go to www.paulparent, like mom and dad, .com, and you'll see sign up for newsletter, click on it, put your email address and so forth, and you'll get your first email newsletter this coming Wednesday. And we have a lot of new ideas. And what you're seeing right now for the format for the newsletter is a very early stage. We're going to be adding a lot of features to it, and there'll be some great information for you to use during the winter. You know, this time of the year, a lot of us garden inside. We have house plants. We want to stack some herbs. And, you know, if you're watching TV, you're seeing that they're selling herb gardens. Well, we'll tell you how to take care of those herb gardens. If you've never grown basil or chives or dill or any of those winter herbs that you can grow on the windowsill. And, of course, those chia pets, those are a lot of fun. And this year they've got all kinds of new creations. The two crazy guys from Duck Call have their own little chia pet heads and beards and hair, which is kind of fun for the kids. But we're going to have a lot of information to help you get through the winter months. And we'll talk about houseplants, what to do, how to care for them. And, you know, this year I'm really happy because we picked up a new sponsor called Mosquito Bits. And Mosquito Bits to me was something that we use to control mosquitoes during the year. But Mosquito Bits can be used to control fungus gnats. And it's, fungus gnats are a little tiny, like a fruit fly that lives in houseplants. So if you've got houseplants and when you water these little insects come out, now there's an answer. I am pleased to announce our new collection of holiday wreaths and centerpieces. All wreaths are double-sided with fresh balsam fir and measure 20 to 22 inches across. The wreaths will fit perfect on your front door or on the door of your friends or children. This is a perfect present for your children or friends who have moved out of New England and have forgotten the fragrance of Maine. So go to paulparent.com to view and order the wreaths or the centerpieces. Or you can call 207-985-6972. My son Patrick is a Massachusetts nurseryman, and Jason is a Maine master floral designer who is ranked number 2 in the state of Maine for design. Quality is our goal. See it all at www.paulparent.com or call 207-985-6972. That's paulparent.com. Do you need help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now.
Did your evergreens have brown leaves last spring? Did your roses and hydrangeas have a lot of dead branches and not many flowers? If so, you need to spray them with wilt-proof anti-desiccant this fall to keep the moisture in the plant and the plants healthy. Newly planted evergreens like azaleas, rhododendrons, and hollies especially need a little extra protection the first year. Keep the leaves green and the buds protected so when spring arrives, your garden will be beautiful. Use wilt-proof, the number one selling plant protectant this fall.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig a long time ago. LeSig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeSig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LeSig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. $20. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $34.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and makes a great Christmas gift, or it's perfect if you're traveling over the holidays. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Merry Christmas to all of you. I hope you're receiving a little bit of the white stuff. And we are more than ready to share some of what we have. Over a foot here in downtown Kennebunk, Maine. And they're talking another four or five, 6 hours of snow coming down. So we're going to have probably around 18 inches of snow, I bet, when the storm is over. And Curry and Eyes, they're turning in their grave right now saying, look what we've done in northern New England, New York State, Pennsylvania. Hopefully all of you get a little bit of this, and it will really make your holiday beautiful outside. And if we can help you, don't be shy. It's quiet. Everybody's sleeping in. Can't go outside, so you might as well sleep. But if you're up and about having a cup of coffee, now's the time to call. It's toll-free. It's 855-660-4261. You call us, and we will help you to survive. Global warming is what they call it, I guess, but maybe it hasn't reached Maine yet. We're getting an early start to the weather. Now, once the storm is over, especially for those of you where you're getting some rain, if your shrubs and some of your trees have all iced up, and you can get out there before it really gets to be icy, take a broom, a soft push, not a push, but like a house broom, and gently try and knock some of the snow. Arborvitae, for example, are a multi-stem evergreen plant. And if the snow gets heavy and wet, the plant will start to bend. And it will split just like a star. And to repair that damage sometimes is okay. Sometimes it will break at the crotch, and you could lose a portion of your plant. So, you know, take the broom, gently, not whack the plant, but, you know, hit the plant and knock the snow off so that the weight is off of it. And the one tree that is not strong but beautiful is the birch. So if you've got any birches, grab a hold of the stem, make sure you get your hood on, give it a good shake and get the snow off the birches so that if they are beginning to bend, they'll straighten out again, and that way they'll continue to look beautiful. So just a few thoughts, things that you can do. Don't overdo it with the snow, especially where it has changed over to rain. it's going to be heavy. And the other thing is, if you're going out shoveling, if it's powdery like it is here in southern Maine where I live, not a big deal with the shovel. But if it's getting slushy, get some Pam, spray Pam, and apply it to the blade of your shovel before you go outside, and that way the snow won't stick to the shovel and it'll make your work a lot easier, and dress accordingly. Okay? Tom, I understand we have a first caller. Who's up that needs a little help this morning?
First up, we've got Denver from Maine with a question about aphids.
Denver, how can we help you with your aphids this morning, and on what plant is it on?
Nasturtiums.
Nasturtiums.
I have a large set of nasturtiums here at my apartment building. I've kept them for about 6 years. And last year, they've always been a small problem, but last year they wiped out the whole bed in a matter of 2 days.
Yep. Yeah. Probably the best thing for you to use, and the safest, is something called all-season oil. And you go to any garden center, feed and grain store, and even some of the hardware stores. The product is made by Bonide. And I love this product because other companies make two different types of oil. They make one for the summer, and they make one for the fall and winter. This is an all season, so you buy one product instead of two. And it's a paraffin-based product. You spray it on the plant. It coats the egg and the adult. So you're killing all phases of growth with just one spraying. Won't hurt the foliage, won't hurt the flowers, and you can even use it on herbs that you have in your house. Just rinse them off, and goodbye aphids. Thank you. I am pleased to announce our new collection of holiday wreaths and centerpieces. All wreaths are double-sided with fresh balsam fir and measure 20 to 22 inches across. The wreaths will fit perfect on your front door or on the door of your friends or children. This is a perfect present for your children or friends who have moved out of New England and have forgotten the fragrance of Maine. So go to paulparent.com to view and order the wreaths or the centerpieces. Or you can call 207-985-6972. My son Patrick is a Massachusetts nurseryman, and Jason is a Maine master floral designer who is ranked number 2 in the state of Maine for design. Quality is our goal. See it all at www.paulparent.com or call 207-985-6972. That's paulparent.com.
Bruno, I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally, I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100-degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club on our first nor'easter for New England. And I know some of you have heard that term many, many times in your lifetime, but do you know where nor'easter came from? Well, it came from probably the most famous weatherman in New England, and his name was Don Kent. And growing up, we would look to Don Kent to tell us whether we were going to school or not. And if Don Kent said it was going to snow, we knew that it was going to, and we didn't have to do our homework that night. It was pretty accurate. But the phrase nor'easter was something that he developed. Okay, Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Joe from Maine with a question about hydrangeas.
Joe, how can we help you with your hydrangea, and Merry Christmas to you.
Good morning, Paul. I have a PG hydrangea that we planted last spring.
Okay.
So 5 to 6 feet tall and grew beautifully this last summer. Probably has 15 flowers on it. And I thought a couple of weeks ago, I heard the end of a conversation with you that you said to take the flowers off in it.
Yes. Yeah, the reason is I love PG hydrangeas, and there are so many varieties available now, and they're great in a colder climate. The beautiful blue and the pink balls that everybody talks about. If you live south of Boston, they do great. And then north of Boston, you have sporadic results. But the PG, which is ice cream cone shape, they'll tolerate all kinds of weather. And even if you lived in Burlington, Vermont, if you live in Presque Isle, Maine, then you can plant it and enjoy it. But it's a big flower. And if it's a dusty snow like we're getting right now, it's not a big deal. But if we get a heavy, wet snow, the flower is big and it catches and it gets heavy and it can break off the branch. So when the storm is over, go out there with a pair of pruners and just below the flower, cut them off. And that way you won't have any winter damage at all. And that's all I do with mine. And I've got probably 8 different varieties of the PG hydrangea, and that keeps them safe during the winter months.
Oh, great. I appreciate it, Paul. I told my wife I thought I heard you say that, and she didn't believe me. So now
well,
when the snow stops.
Yeah, when the snow stops, then you can go out there and do it. But, you know, you're not going to cut back the plant at all. If you want to control the size, wait until spring. But for now, just take a pair of hand pruners, walk out in the yard, snip, snip, snip. You don't even have to pick them up. Just cut them off the plant, leave them there. In the spring, you'll have plenty of time to clean up all of the mess, but your plants will be safe.
Thank you so much.
You have a wonderful holiday season. So, folks, if you have a question, today's a good day. Nobody's going anywheres with this type of weather unless you live down south where they're getting rain and they can get out and do a little bit of shopping. But if you're in the area where this storm is, stay in. Let the highway department do their job. From experience, I plowed snow for the town of Scituate, Massachusetts, for about 7 years. And when you get a storm like this and people think that they can go, they're skidding all over the road, and it makes it more difficult for the person plowing. I did it, and I spent 3 Christmases in the truck by myself, singing Christmas carols while the family was having a good old time, but they missed Dad. So I know what it's like. Stay off the road if at all possible. Let the crews clean the roads. And when it's over, then shovel your way out, and then you can hit them all. But for now, stay in. Make yourself a nice big breakfast. Read the Sunday paper if it comes. And if you're doing some shopping, go to my website. We've got beautiful wreaths. We're still shipping centerpieces. I talked with UPS on Friday, and they said that anything that I ship on Monday will get to the West Coast in time for Christmas. On Wednesday, we can still get to Florida and the middle part of the country, and next week, strictly New England. So if you want to save some time, go to the website, paulparent.com. My son Jason is here, and he's he's in bed, but he will be decorating all day, and everything will go out on Monday so that they get to their destination in time. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Sandy from Maine with a question about hollyhocks.
Sandy, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club, and Merry Christmas to you and your family.
Thanks, Paul. I have started some hollyhocks from seed, and I ended up with about 8 nice plants in May, so I got them in the ground, and they did great. It was actually a brand new garden area that I had created with my compost.
Okay.
And no problem until October. And they were still beautiful. I mean, of course, they're not flowering. They're too young. But the plants looked
great.
And I came out one day, and there was nothing left but the stems. The leaves were all gone, probably about 100 leaves. Big, you know, hollyhock leaves. I thought, well, must have been the deer. You know, that's what I was thinking. And then about 2 days ago, there were still some dried remnants of leaves left, and I saw a squirrel come out, and they were chewing away on it. And I thought, huh, the squirrel? Like hollyhock? That was kind of news to me. But
yeah. Right. During the fall, animals will eat just about anything. It could be squirrels. It could be rabbits. It could be deer. But I think probably the best thing for you to do next year, if you write down on your calendar roughly when this problem occurred, and so let's say by early July, your plant is looking gorgeous because it's going to flower this year. So that if you don't protect it, then the animal that did all this mess will eat the flower buds, and then you'll have to wait another year before you get some color. What I would do in early July, as soon as you see that the plant is really taking off, is there's a product made by Shake Away. And as a matter of fact, he'll be on the radio with me at 9 o'clock this morning. And we're going to be talking about animal repellents. And they have this little Shake Away bag. It looks like a tea bag. You take a green pencil stick or a stick, drive it right near the plant, and then hang that Shake Away bag, and it will last 60 days. And it will keep deer. It will keep woodchucks if something is coming in from the yard, squirrels, rabbits away from your plant. And again, you started a perennial from seed. The first year, it just grows foliage, develops a good root system. And then the second year on, they will bloom for you year after year after year. So this is the year coming up that you can expect great big 5-6 foot tall stems. And what I would do is, if they're nice big plants, you can buy peony hoops, which is looks like a tomato cage that you can put around your hollyhocks. And that will hold them straight up in the air, or drive a tomato stake near the plant so that you can tie them. Because hollyhocks will get tall. When you get a lot of wind, some heavy rain, they can bend and break and fall over. So just be aware of it. And that's why keeping notes is really important, and why we do so much with the Garden Journal. We've even put the Garden Journal on sale from $30 to $25 delivered to your house. Makes a great present. You make notes month by month, and that way, like you know those damn animals came. They ate my plants during July. So in mid to late June, you prepare for them, and that way you eliminate a potential problem every single year.
Paul,
but,
can you hear me?
Yes. Yeah.
I also like the deer no-no. I tried that. I think in Garden Supply. And
yes.
I tried that on every plant, my new white diamond hydrangeas, and that they denuded the fall before, and they didn't get, and my hostas, I had not one single bite all summer long. It is a great product, and it's called Deer No-No.
Yep, I've met the people at a trade show, and we're talking about having them as a sponsor of the program. The owner of the company is this wonderful woman. She has been gardening all her life, and like you, She ran into some problems with animals coming in and eating her vegetables and flowers. And she played around with a whole bunch of different formulas till she found what she liked. It's all organic. It's all natural.
Yeah.
And the only thing that you need to do is you have to keep saying to yourself, I need to apply it more than once, because you spray it on your plant. Your plant grows, and it makes new leaves, so the new leaves no longer have the product on it. So
this is not a spray product. This is like a piece of soap that's in a,
okay.
It's in a little satchel, and they don't like the aroma. I mean, it just must just terrify them. But it just smells like soap. It looks like soap. And it lasted all summer, 6 months.
Oh, wonderful.
And there's even enough left over where I think it will last another whole season. No, this stuff is something really different. It looks stupid, and it's very expensive. You only get 5 of these little pieces of soap, and I mean, they're little. They're not even as big as a deck of cards. They're about a third of that. And you get 5 of them, and it's $45 plus shipping and handling. But I said, I'm desperate. I'll try anything. And I didn't have one single hosta out of about 50 hostas get eaten. That was incredible.
That's a good investment. $45 to protect 50 plants. That's cheap. If it worked, that's wonderful. Congratulations.
A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. They will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
Do you need help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now.
If you plant a new broadleaf evergreens this year, roses or hydrangeas, protect them with Wiltstop this winter. Wiltstop will seal the moisture in the stems, branches, and leaves, preventing dehydration during our cold and windy winters. Bonide Wiltstop will also keep your cut holiday greens fresh longer. Just miss your wreaths, roping, centerpieces, and yes, the Christmas tree. Less needle drop, better color, and freshness. That's Bonide Wiltstop.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
Ho, 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 it's Christmas time on the Paul Parent Garden Show. Courier Knives has landed in Maine, and boy, he is doing a beautiful job. Well, both of them are doing a great job in making the state of Maine and the whole Northeast look beautiful for the Christmas season. So if we can help you, give us a call. We have open lines at 855-660-4261. Now, the weather's been cold, and in the last 3 days in Maine, where I live, we were down to the single numbers in below zero. And yesterday, we, like everybody else, everybody panics, and let's go to the supermarket and get our food. And the supermarket that I went to, they were selling beautiful poinsettias, but they weren't wrapping them. They were putting them in these little plastic sleeves that only covered the foliage and not the flower. Do not buy a plant that's not covered. If they cannot cover the entire plant, don't buy it. It's cold. And a poinsettia is a plant that's native to Mexico. It was developed. It became a traditional plant by a man named Poinsett. And he was the American ambassador to Mexico. And he saw it growing wild in his free time as he traveled around Mexico and brought it to the East Coast, worked on it in his greenhouses, and passed it on to a man named Ecky. And Ecky is the grandfather of developing poinsettias. And there's a lot of other companies now doing it. And you're getting all kinds of colors. But if it's snowing, it's tropical. So you've got to cover the plant if you're going from the store to your car. And take 5 minutes. You know, bring your groceries in. Tell them at the register, I'm going to leave this plant here, or the wrapping station. I'm going to put the groceries in my car, give it a chance to warm up, then I'll pull the car up, and I'll pick up my poinsettia, take it straight home, unwrap it, and then put it on display. And keep it away from drafty windows or a drafty door. Every time you open that door, you get a burst of cold air. And if there's a poinsettia in your main entrance, eventually you're going to pay the price. And if you're going to a business, and the box stores, oh, they're terrible with this. They'll put the poinsettias right by the front door. And every time the door opens, wham, they get hit by cold air. So stay away from them. You want them nice and warm. You want them wrapped. And don't say, oh, I'll make a couple of stops on the way home. Every time you turn off the car, it gets cold. Think about it this way. Are you going to the beach today? Are you going to wear just a bathing suit and sit on that cold back seat for 10, 15 minutes with no heat? Uh-uh. Keep them warm and they'll survive. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got John from South Carolina with a question about grafting.
John, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you with grafting?
Roses, nut trees, and fruit trees, and is there another way to reproduce the fruits off of these trees besides grafting? Can we use seeds? Can we root the cuttings or what?
Okay. You can use the seed that the plant will actually make. The only thing is, if you have different types of, let's say you want to do walnuts, and let's say you had several varieties in your neighborhood, and you collected the seed, you don't know what type you're going to get because of the bees cross-pollination. You'll still get a good tree, but it may not be the same type that you picked from the tree due to pollination. Roses are grafted. And even in North and South Carolina, you'd get some winter there. You get some cold weather. And if they're not grafted properly, they won't survive. When we come back after a break, I'll give you some more information about grafting and caring for those plants.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Stanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential. Reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z, 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.